Welcome to the Washington Defender Podcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, and I am here having a great time at Roanoke in Ocean Shores, Washington, where a bunch of conservatives, ultra conservative to moderate conservative, are here brainstorming, coming together, getting great ideas of how we can take back our state and really stand on some conservative principles. Sam, why don't you introduce yourself to our audience today?
Yes. Hi, everybody. This is Sam Sim. I ran as a candidate last year in Legislative District 44. So it's great to be here. Thank you, Brian, Pastor Brian. And now currently serving as the chairman for LD 44 in Snohomish County, working together with Chairman Bill Cooper.
Great. So what are some of the things, Sam, that you are passionate about, and where are you seeing joy, and where are you seeing like concern? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last year, as I shared, I ran for a state representative, and that was really my first time, and I just jumped right in. Now, one of the things that I was very passionate about is that somebody who actually had no experience really got involved in the political arena at all, and just really just going down the list of not knowing who to vote for. When I started to get up to speed on what was really going on in our state in terms of policy, that's what kind of prompted me, and I felt called to sort of run at that stage. Now, as a result of doing that, I realized that the result of my efforts, so I'm Korean American, mm-hmm. and I was, as a result of this, my race actually, where I'm finding now that many of the people who in my community, not just in the Korean American, but the many ethnicities that our state represents, are now starting to come out and share their conservative voice, which all along they kind of skewed in the first place.
Which is exciting because, yeah. You know, I've actually, with Peacemaker Ministries, have worked with some of the Korean community, mm. and I know at the root there's a conservative element. Many, they have that same worldview that government should be smaller, you know, all those kind of things. And so now they're starting to express themselves. How are you seeing that play out? Or what are you...
Yeah, so for example, the evidence of that is in this last primary in August of last year, the number one language for the most voter registrations in King County for voter registrations was actually the Korean language for the very first time.
So I heard this right. The number one language, so they checked the little box, Korean. Mm-hmm. It was that is exciting. Okay,
right.
Keep going.
Right. We're seeing evidence of it. And so whereas before... So I'll just speak to the Korean American community since I'm closest to that. Whereas before, if perhaps they were more seen or more voting towards kind of a Democrat right. way, there's more organizations that are being formed. There's now a Korean Patriot Society.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which, you know, that was formed to counter the current impeachment of the conservative president in South Korea.
Right.
And the last event, which was held... this rally a couple weeks ago in SeaTac was over 400 people.
Wow.
And so these are communities who align and share the same values. You mentioned the Christianity aspect of South Korea. You know, South Korea itself is over 30% Christian.
Right.
And so this is how we've kind of aligned and skewed all along. And so we just needed the representation, people to be out there and seen. And now they're saying, okay, now I'm not afraid to come out and show up and speak my voice. We're seeing evident and new organizations being formed, and the numbers show it as well.
Well, and one of the benefits that you guys have is as Korean is that you have the example of North Korea, South Korea, but you also have first and second generation that have had that live example. Where I think sometimes other groups like the Dutch or whatever, they've been over here for 3, 4, 5, 10 generations, you know, a long time. Mm-hmm. So, is that impacting, or are the older people of your groups talking to the younger about, hey, we've got to get out of this woke ideology and start moving towards these things? I'm moving towards conservative values?
Yeah. I think that's being evident with, for example, a lot of the existing Korean organizations that were here. For example, I'm also the vice president of Korean Association. I believe that to empower the youth, not just to... not just in the sense of the woke policies, but also as a whole, to empower them as the next generation to carry on the torch. Mm-hmm. And so when they see us as setting the example of this is the direction that we believe in, and this is the direction that we should be going. I believe that we should that we're now starting to set that example in a big way. Right. And so by leading by example, I think that's the best way for our next generation to see, well, maybe we should start realizing our core fundamental traditional values.
Right.
Yeah. That are that have held us together for so long, and realizing that it's important to keep these intact and to embrace these, because this is truly, if we look back, our beliefs and our philosophies and what our forefathers did for freedom,
right,
and for our personal liberties in South Korea and the United States is what has given us our blessings as nations today.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is awesome. Any final closing remarks that you want to give to our audience today, or inspiration or anything that you want to share with?
Yeah, I want to say that very glad to be here, and we're starting to see, I'm very excited for the future, because whereas one side wants to paint a picture of isolation, we're actually all one people, and I want to just fortify and reemphasize that.
Yeah.
Created by God as one people,
yeah,
and He is the one, the Almighty Creator, who has made us to be diverse and look different.
In every tongue, every tribe, every nation, every people group. It is absolutely right.
Yeah. He is the one who has created this. And this is His grand design.
What's really really interesting here is, like, this is my first time to Roanoke, and I thought, well, I'll just see a bunch of white people there, blah, blah. I've seen exactly a great blend of people that are here. Not that it's about that only, because I think sometimes we celebrate those things, and then we're like, wait, we're doing exactly what the left just did. But I do see a variety here, and I see what I love about that is there's different ideas and experiences that we can come together and get the best product out, right, for people. So I'm just excited about the future. I know Washington needs to make a turnaround, but I think, you know, when I did the numbers, we are doing it to whatever degree. It's a small degree, but here's what I know is if a small degree at first will eventually get us to a different trajectory.
Yeah, I want to encourage everybody. Let's go out. Let's go out. Let's be seen in the community. And the more of us that are out there, then they'll see that. They'll see the good fruit that we're producing, doing good for our neighbors. And this is what we should be doing anyways. This is what God calls us to do as believers and as Christians. So just doing our duty and what God calls us to do. And when they see the love that we have for other people, people of all nations, regardless of your background or ethnicities, will come together and we will have one voice and be united. And so it's being out there and doing what we were called to be doing in the first place.
Yeah, salt and light in the public square. It's not salt and light in the church. You know, the church needs to repent and turn to Jesus, because there's just a lot of things that we've let in that just aren't appropriate. But the fact is, when we can go out and find areas of agreement, find areas of where we can negotiate and talk through, and then say, what is best for our neighbor? How do we outlove our neighbor and care for them and see them move forward? I love that. So as we go from today, just always feel free to come back on the show, be a part. We'd love to get you in the Washington Defender app, sharing articles or views, whatever you want to do. We just love what you're doing, Sam.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And I want to thank you, Pastor Brian, for everything you're doing with Family Policy Institute. You're doing wonderful and amazing things. And we want to, of course, align not just all of our communities together with you, but also with Snohomish County as well. And we're going to turn this around. We work together. We're a team and we're united. Let's turn this around.
Yeah. Amen. Well, if you're new with Washington Defenders, I want to encourage you to download that Washington Defender app on the Google Play or Apple App Store. That's the Washington Defender app. And like we like to say around here, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
Thank you.